it looks like Williams went up to Webb and said something to Webb. And now Marissa Mosley trying to tell the officials, listen, this is what the conversation was. There should be no technical call. So they put Saunders, 73% free throw shooter, to shoot the two technicals, missed the first. 6-point Wisconsin lead, 2:42 to go. Next one, she makes that. 5-point Wisconsin lead. And now Saunders will be shooting the two fouls on two fouls. She missed that one. The two foul shots on the common foul. She'll have one more. And she missed that one. She missed 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And now it's... So that's the fourth against Williams, by the way. So now it's USI basketball. So they only convert one of those free throws. Saunders into the paint, bangs into Schrammick. Picked up Webb, she missed it down low. Grabbed by the Badgers, deflected in midcourt, and grabbed by Copeland. 2.5 minutes to play. It's a 5-point Wisconsin lead with the basketball. That could have been devastating for the Badgers. Instead, they absorbed just 1 point by USI. Right side, it's Copeland, shot clock at 10. Fires it to Williams. Mid post on the right. Step back right of the lane. No good as she hits the deck. Picked up Schaffer. Approaching 2 minutes to play. Southern Indiana ball. Saunders backing down Copeland. Drops it off Webb. Right of the lane. Hook missed everything on the baseline. Saved to Schaffer. Southern Indiana ball. Under 2 minutes to play. Down by 5. Driving left baseline. Saunders followed by Schrammick. No good with the shot. And Brooke is now out. That's her fifth. So Schrammick's out, but 3 Badgers with 4. Porter, Copeland, and Williams all have 4. And that's number 5 now for Schrammick, so she's done. But what it's going to do, it's going to put Saunders back at the free throw line. 5-point Badgers lead. Here's Saunders. 1:50 to go. Southern Indiana can get it to a 1-possession game with 2 free throws. First one's in. Next one is in. 1-possession game, 63-60, Wisconsin with the lead. Backcourt, it's Leitzinger. Finds Copeland. Near side to Porter. Reaches the front court. Trying to slow things down. 20 on the shot clock, 1:39 to go in this game. Porter, between the circles, gives it up to Douglas. Return pass to Ronnie. Flips it up inside, caught by Williams. Quick shot, no, but a foul. Stops the clock with 89 seconds to play. And now Williams steps back to the free throw line. 23 points, 10 rebounds, 7 blocks for Williams. Coming up huge for the UW here tonight. And now she has an opportunity to make it a 2-possession game with at least 1 free throw. And it's no good. First miss of the night for Williams. She was 11 for 11 before that miss. Next one's in. 2-possession game for the Badgers. 64-60. 1:25 to go. Saunders front court for Southern Indiana. Bounces. Right elbow for Webb. Back out Saunders now on the left wing. Copeland defends. Picked up Handley. Handley around a screen with the dribble. Now bouncing for Gannon out on top. Gannon puts it on the floor. 10 on the shot clock. Leans into one. Left hand score is good. 2-point game. 2-point lead for the Badgers, 1 minute to go. The winner to move on to the Super 16. Under a minute to play. Porter and the Badgers with the lead in the basketball. Porter outside right to Copeland on top. Off to the left, Leitzinger. Bouncing left baseline. Williams gathers, throws it across midcourt. It's poked away and stolen by Hanley. Hanley the other way. Porter comes away and knocks it out of bounds. Huge defensive play by Porter. Hanley was streaking to the other side looking to tie the game. And Ronnie Porter comes away with a big-time deflection out of bounds. 38.6 seconds to play. Timeout, Southern Indiana. Southern Indiana. 64-62 as the Badgers having a huge fourth quarter here in Evansville, Indiana. 22-7. They've outscored Southern Indiana after trailing by 13 points after three. It would have been a 16-point deficit if not for a buzzer-beating three to end the third by Copeland. Wisconsin trailed by 19 points at halftime. As the Badgers are trying to overcome what would be the third largest comeback in program history. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Monk's Bar and Grill, celebrating over 75 years of food and fun. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. Wisconsin trying to keep its postseason alive. Up by two, 64-62 on Southern Indiana. 38.6 seconds to go. Screaming Eagles basketball. Hanley to inbound. Looking. Still looking. The clock's ticking. They get it to Saunders. Forces one up. No good. Ripped down by Williams. Timeout Wisconsin with 35.9. The Badgers take their final timeout. Shot missed by Southern Indiana. They're 2 of 11 from the floor in the quarter. Wisconsin 78% from the field in the fourth. 7 for 9, including 2 of 2 from downtown. The Badgers have made 6 of 7 at the foul line in the quarter. 24 points, 11 rebounds. 17th straight double-double for Sarah Williams. Also career-high 7 blocks for Williams. The Badgers as a team have 10 blocks tonight, but more importantly, a 2-point lead. 64-62 with 35.9 seconds to go in this game. So the Badgers will have a 30-second shot clock. We'll see what Southern Indiana decides to do. They have 14 fouls, so the next foul by the Screaming Eagles would put the Badgers at the free throw line. It'd be the fifth team foul. Badgers in the bonus, which would be big, so depends how Rick Stein, head coach at Southern Indiana, wants to play this out. You settle in defensively, see what you can do against a team that's 7 of 9 this quarter from the field. If you force a miss, you're going to have under 10 seconds likely with no timeouts. First things first, Wisconsin has to get it inbounds. Leitzinger looking, hard bounce, picked up Williams. Gets it back to Leitzinger. Ooh, and she got hit in the face with 32.8 seconds. And a foul called against Hanley. Remember, the Badgers also have three players playing with four fouls, Porter, Copeland, and Williams. So now Natalie Leitzinger will step to the free throw line for the Badgers to shoot two big free throws to make it a two-possession game. First one's no good. 82% free throw shooter this season is Leitzinger. This one to make it a three-point game with 32.8. Remember, Southern Indiana does not have a timeout. Next one, good. Three-point lead for the Badgers. So the best Southern Indiana can do is tie it with a three here. 30 seconds to play. 65-62 Wisconsin. Southern Indiana ball. Saunders outside left. Picks up her dribble. Now is pivoting, looking. Bounces for Handley. Down to 18 seconds to play in the game. Shafford has it out on top behind a screen. Shafford on the right wing, defended by Williams. Shafford down to 10 seconds to play in the game. Has it in the right corner. And she lost it out of bounds. Six seconds to go. Six on the shot clock, but wait, are they saying it was last touched by Williams? They're going to take a look at it. They're going to take a look at it to see whose ball it will be. But there will be if it's Southern Indiana ball, there's 8.6 seconds to go with six on their shot clock. Wisconsin up by three. 65-62. It was in the corner in front of the Southern Indiana bench. Very difficult to see. Sarah Williams reacted as if, I mean, she was right there. She was defending Shafford. Shafford had her hands on the back of her head as if she couldn't believe she just turned it over. So if you just look at body language, it does appear that Wisconsin might have this basketball. Missed that first replay. See if we get another one here. They're still looking at it courtside. 3-point Badgers lead. Trying for the third largest comeback in program history. Trailed by 19 at the half. Still looking at it. I have not seen another replay other than that initial replay, which, here we go. We're going to watch a different angle of it as Shafford had it in the right corner. Oh, yeah. She lost it. Yeah. I think they're trying to figure out how much time now should be left. Shafford, hands on her knees right now, knowing that that was a crucial turnover for her Southern Indiana squad. Wisconsin trying to advance. First time playing in the postseason in 13 years for the Badgers. Last time they were in a postseason tournament, it was the WNIT in 2011. They lost in the second round that year. Trying to win in the second round 13 years later. Wisconsin ball. Wisconsin ball, 8.6 seconds to go. Number one thing you need to do, get it in bounds. It'll be a backcourt inbounds for the Badgers. On the floor, Porter, Jimenez, Douglas, Williams, and Leitzinger will be stepping in front of the Screaming Eagles bench to throw it in. They adjust the clock to 9 seconds. 3-point Wisconsin lead. Porter catches in the backcourt and is bumped. 8.2 seconds left. And Ronnie Porter will go back to the other side of the court to shoot two free throws. Wisconsin is 20 of 25 from the free throw line in this game. And a 3-point lead. Porter needs one to make it a two-possession game. It's in, 66-62. Two-possession game. The Badgers lead by four. Ronnie to push it to five. It's good. 67-62 Wisconsin with 8.2 to play. Southern Indiana has to go the length of the floor. Here's a wild shot, knocked away, picked up Williams. 1 second to go, and the Badgers are off to the Super 16. Wisconsin with a 19-point comeback win on the road. 67-62. Wisconsin is moving on in the WNIT. by 19 at halftime, 13 after three, and they win it by five. Final score from Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. Wisconsin 67, Southern Indiana 62. And the Badgers come out a winner here tonight. Now putting on the headset, Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. What was that one like?
If anybody's watched us this season, we don't like to make things easy. So, I told them at halftime it's a tale of two halves. And, this is a gut check time. And it's one of those situations where you either figure out a way to win this game or you're going home. And I think our kids, you know, we had a long layoff of games. And so it took us a little while to get a rhythm back. But I'm really just incredibly proud of their fight, determination, and great environment. SAU had an unbelievable year, and hats off to them. Really well-coached team.
What was the difference in the fourth quarter? You outscored Southern Indiana 25-7, shot 78% as a team. What was the biggest difference for your offense in that quarter?
Well, I think we were able to get some stops and transition buckets, so those are high percentage. We were able to go inside a little bit more to Sarah, and I think the momentum just really swung, and then I think as we started to score, our defense picked up a little bit more, and we were able to get stops as well.
19-point comeback from a halftime deficit of 19. It's the third largest in program history. What do you have to say just about that type of number and just staying with it?
Yeah, I think that's something that, I told them we were going to have some dog in us tonight and really be able to fight and claw. It's the postseason. Everybody wants to continue to keep playing. And so this is our first opportunity, as we talked about pregame, in 13 years. And so when you're in this situation and you're on the road, you get tested. We definitely got tested, but we were able to answer the call.
Amazing comeback. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, John.
Yep, that's head coach Marissa Mosley as the Badgers win it here this evening. 67-62 over Southern Indiana, and the Badgers season continues. It's on to the Super 16, where Wisconsin will face Illinois State. That'll be played at some point this week. Still date, time, location to be determined, but the Badgers are moving on in the WNIT, and they have a shot to get to the Great Eight with a victory in their next game. All right, coming up on the postgame show, we'll take a look at some of these final numbers for you, both team and individually. Plus, we'll hear some of the highlights from this one. Stick around. Postgame show starts in a couple of minutes, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Yeah. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show on WFHA. It's cutting edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay.
Natural.
When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that
Yeah,
one.
That one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah,
that
getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel. White-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Southern Indiana. Instead, they only get one. I thought that was another key moment. And then the Badgers just fended off the Screaming Eagles down the stretch and once again outscored them 25-7 in the fourth. The Badgers in this game, 41% shooting. Southern Indiana, 34%. The Badgers hit 5 of 17 threes. That's 29%. 9 of 17 for the Screaming Eagles. That's 53%. At the free throw line for Wisconsin, 22 of 27, 81%. 15 of 20 for Southern Indiana, 75%. Rebounding, plus one for the Badgers, 35-34. Offensive rebounds, plus three for Southern Indiana at 12-9. And it led to a 17-4 lead in second chance points for the Screaming Eagles. Team assists, 14 for the Badgers in this one, 13 for Southern Indiana. Turnovers, 16 for the Badgers, 19 for Southern Indiana. And points off turnovers flip to the Badgers. Plus 7 for Wisconsin at 20-13. Another key statistic for the UW. 10 blocks as a team for Wisconsin. 2 for Southern Indiana. And steals, 11 for the Badgers, 7 for Southern Indiana. Off the fast break, how about this stat? Wisconsin 26, USI zip. Plus 26 off the fast break for Wisconsin. In the point, plus 10. 28-18. A 19-point comeback for Wisconsin. And it's on to the Super 16 against Illinois State. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the individual numbers as Sarah Williams tries for her 17th straight double-double. Got all the numbers. And, in fact, in one category, it was a career high for Williams. Talk about it next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back. Post-game show continues here from Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. 67-62. Wisconsin picks up its 14th win of the season. The Badgers now 14-16 overall this season. And they just stopped Southern Indiana's 11-game winning streak in a 5-point victory here tonight, overcoming a 19-point halftime deficit and a 13-point deficit after three quarters. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First, for the home team, Southern Indiana, who had three players score in double figures. Allie Saunders had 18 points on 5 of 5 from downtown. She also had a couple of steals. 13 points for Rayleigh, who was 4 of 7 from the floor with 4 rebounds and 4 assists. And then the other player in double figures was Chloe Gannon, who played 27 minutes, scored 11 points, and grabbed a team high 7 rebounds. After that, the scoring for USI drops to 8 from Webb on 3 of 17 shooting with 5 rebounds. She was defended, the most part, down low by Sarah Williams, holding her to that 3 of 17 performance. 4 points from Vanessa Shafford in 31 minutes with 7 rebounds, also tying for the team high in that category, but she came in averaging just shy of 14 points per game, leading scorer this season. Scores just 4. 4 from Blackwell in 18 minutes. 2 from Ralston after a career-high 25 in the previous game against UIC, and also 2 points for Hanley. All right, for the Badgers, 3 players in double figures, led by sophomore Sarah Williams. 17th consecutive double-double. 24 points, 11 rebounds, and a new career-high in block shots for Williams. She finished with 7 swats, also had 2 steals and an assist. Missed just 1 free throw, was 6 of 14 from the floor. Start of the game, Sarah Williams, 24, 11, and 7 blocks. Monster effort from Williams. Ronnie Porter coming through as well for the Badgers, as Porter pours in a new career high as well. 19 points for Porter. She finishes with 3 assists and 4 rebounds. She played every single minute tonight. 40 minutes, career-high 19 points for Porter. 12 points from Sanaya Copeland. Copeland connected on 2 of 6 from downtown, finished with a team-high tying 3 assists, and also had 2 swipes, 2 steals. Leitzinger, 7 points tonight on 2 of 5 shooting, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a team-high 3 steals. Douglas scored 2. Lena Patty Banla played about 7 minutes, hit a 3. And that's a scoring from her. Schrammick did not score, fouled out of the game in 24 minutes. Jimenez did not score as well for the Badgers in about 5 minutes of work. But the Badgers win this one 67-62. Big comeback on the road for the UW. We'll take a break and come back and listen to some of the highlights from this one next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Post-game show continues. John Adias with you here from Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana, where the Badgers win in the WNIT second round, 67-62. Off to the Super 16 now for Wisconsin. After the UW overcomes a 19-point halftime deficit, they trail by 13 to start the fourth quarter. They win it by 5 after outscoring Southern Indiana 25-7. In the final 10 minutes, let's take a listen to some of the highlights from tonight's WNIT victory. 2.5 seconds for the Badgers to go the length of the floor. Leitzinger chucks it, caught by Copeland. 1 dribble, turnaround, 3 is good at the buzzer. How about that one as Copeland hits it straight on. They get it in where it's picked up by Rayleigh. Looking down low, it's loose and it's stolen. Leitzinger has it on a 5-on-4. Across midcourt, over to Porter, near side. Ronnie skips it far side, caught by Copeland. Copeland penetrating, slicing through everyone, up to Williams, counted and one. And Wisconsin has gotten it to single digits. 57-49, 8-point lead for the Screaming Eagles. Fans on their feet now. 6.5 minutes to go in this game. Schrammick off to the left of Leitzinger. Here's Knapp out on top behind a screen. Pass back to her left. 3 ball in the air. Porter for 3. A big time bucket. Mid-range on the left to Copeland. Big time 3. Get in there and rattles in. Sanaya Copeland for 3. And it's a 2-point game. 57-55. 5.5 to go. down Blackwell. Porter gets free. Free throw line jumper is in, and Wisconsin has its first lead of the game. 59-57. Ronnie to push it to five. It's good. 67-62 Wisconsin with 8.2 to play. Southern Indiana has to go the length of the floor. Here's a wild shot. Knocked away. Picked up Williams. 1 second to go. And the Badgers are off to the Super 16. Wisconsin with a 19-point comeback win on the road.
There you go. Some of the highlights from this one tonight. Badgers win it by five. So what's next for Wisconsin? Let's talk about that as we wrap up the postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles, or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
And welcome back in Evansville, Indiana. John Audius with you, wrapping things up here in the WNIT second round as Wisconsin is victorious 67-62. Their first WNIT win in 13 years. Their first WNIT appearance since 2011 in 13 years. And the Badgers had to do it on the road in front of a really rowdy environment here at Screaming Eagles Arena. I believe the number was about 3,200 fans. Let's see if they have it on the box score. 3,283 fans here at Screaming Eagles Arena. And they were loud, and they helped their team out to as much as a 19-point lead before Wisconsin had that big fourth quarter, 25-7. They would win it 67-62. So here's what we know is next for the Badgers. A Super 16 matchup against Illinois State. Illinois State picked up the victory last night over Charleston to advance to the Super 16. So it'll be the Badgers and the Redbirds with the time, date, and location still to be determined. Badgers fans, perhaps it could be a home game. If they did that, once again, it'd be anywhere between March 27th and the 29th, but you never know how that all plays out. But once again, Wisconsin versus Illinois State coming up in the Super 16 with the winner to move to the Great Eight in the WNIT. Well, I'd like to thank Morgan Woods for engineering this one tonight from Jefferson City. For Morgan, I'm John Audius saying so long from Evansville, Indiana. What a comeback for the Badgers. Third largest in school history, 67-62, a 5-point win on the road against Southern Indiana. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on
Locally Grown Radio. From Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okizi, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, now until April 13th off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're here with Leah Hale, and we're talking about the Electric Indian, which premieres here on TPT Tuesday at 8 p.m. on the 26th, and we are really excited. I had the opportunity to see it. I know Haley has seen it. And I'm just really pleased. You know, I got to say this, Leah, that I've been seeing a lot of films, a lot of documentaries lately, and a lot of plays by Native Americans. And not only are we still here, we're really thriving in the arts. And when it comes to film and video and I guess sometimes radio, Haley.
Yeah.
But no, we're really moving and grooving. And your story and the story that you told about Henry Boucher really brought a lot of inspiration and happy tears for me because, one, I didn't know a lot of the stuff and I thought I did. And two, there's a lot of heart in this this story.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful and honored to have this opportunity to know Henry and to get to know him over the last couple of years and just kind of being entrusted by him and his family to tell the story. I think it's I feel very honored and thankful and grateful that I had this opportunity.
You know, being a former film and video person, and I taught in high school for many years, I know we were talking last segment about you doing the rough cuts, but that's really where the magic happens, too. And so I want to give you credit because there's a lot. You can tell the story in many different ways as an editor, and the way you told the story was more than terrific, and I just applaud you not with all these hats you're wearing, but you know, editor is pretty much being kind of the creator in a good way. Oh.
Yeah, thank you. That's one of my favorite parts about filmmaking is actual editing. And, you know, it's just something that I really love to do. I'm always constantly learning about it. I like listening to different podcasts and, you know, listening especially to directors and editors from my favorite films, not only nonfiction films, but fiction especially. I really just love to learn about, you know, how do you make a scene and how do you, you know, draw viewers' attention? How do you use music effectively? And, you know, just the certain cuts and transitions and all these things I'm always constantly trying to experiment and do different things that I haven't tried before. So thank you for that acknowledgement. I really like that part of the process, editing.
Yeah, so do I. And, you know, when you shoot, you know, if it's raw footage, and I know you had a lot of stock footage in this, when you shoot, you're always thinking about editing it. And that's an awesome thing. I heard a a old-time director, well, I guess he's not that old, but David Lynch said, if you have 80 scenes, you have a full-length movie. So
I love David Lynch.
Yeah.
One thing that I remember him saying is that one thing that kind of inspired me from him is he was saying he was probably doing like an artist talk. And then the interviewer asked him, like, how do you come up with your ideas? How do you come up with the scene? Like, where does it come from? And he says, I see it in my mind like I'm watching a television.
Yeah.
And to me, I feel like that is true, you know, and he talks about the magic of when you see something in your mind, you know, you have to act on it. And, mm-hmm. you know, write it down, you know, or, you know, try to figure a way to make that happen, because it's so, he was saying, it's so rare for us to do that, you know, take that idea and grab it while you can. Because you know how we're constantly bombarded every day when it comes right. to, and then normally it's not like you sit at a computer and you're like, okay, I'm ready. You know, let's start mm-hmm. thinking about it. It comes to you when you're in the shower, you know, when I'm right. driving my kids to school. And I get a lot of my inspiration from the music. And I know Keith Sokola was one of my favorite, you know, native musicians of all time. And I just thought his music fit well with the story, especially because Keith Sokola and Henry Boucher both were born and raised up in northern Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I would say that they just complemented each other really well. So part of my process is to figure out what are my favorite songs, you know, come up with a playlist of songs that I want to highlight. And then I put that, I start listening to it every day, you know, and then when I'm working out, when I'm driving my kids to school, when I'm washing dishes and cooking. And then those are the times when I start to visualize like, oh, this could happen, or I could have a scene doing this, or oh, this would be a nice transition. And then I go run and like, or on my phone, I'll like put a little note to me. And then it reminds me of David Lynch when he said that, you know, it's kind of like you see visually like, oh, I could see him walking to the hockey arena and then he meets his old buddies from high school, you know, and then you like, you have to capture it. You know, that's the magical part of it, is just these ideas that come to you. And then maybe you might capture all these ideas and some of them may work and some of them may not. So that's right. the fun part about it, is trying to figure out, you know, what's going to move my story forward, what plot points are most important, and how am I creating that narrative arc? You know, how am I creating the character change? How do we see him grow emotionally throughout the film? So that's the fun part about it. And, that was funny that you mentioned David Lynch, because he's one of my favorite people I like to listen to.
Right. And he's really, David Lynch is really a good teacher. I've seen some of his talks too. And again, teaching film and video in high school, I used to be really on top of that. You have to wonder though, when he did Blue Velvet, what was going on in his mind, but you know, it definitely was a beautifully shot movie too. So mm-hmm. that's another thing. The music, like you were saying, was just awesome. And I think like Tarantino does the what you're talking about too, when it comes to almost picking out the library of songs before the scenes. And one of the things that I really noticed too, and I always think about this, is like, okay, I like this segue. Did you guys get a drone? You know what I mean? Because there's like footage of them driving up to the res with the drone shot, and there's a lot of coordination in that, but that's a really nice, tasty segment changer too.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. And then, you know, when it comes to being a public media producer, we're not working with Marvel Studio budget, you know, we're working with very minimal, you know, so a lot of the process is one man banding it, you know, having to do the producer, the director, the writer, you know, and then the editor. And then you have like the experts, you know, that really helped me, but I have to bring it to a certain point, you know, and then I hand it off to like the color correcting and the audio sweetening and all of that great stuff. But But you have to, I had to plan a lot of those things because we don't have the funding just to like bring in the drone operator and say shoot all day, you know, like, like I had to plan that out and put it on paper. So on like when I do like my rough outlines, I had that written down. So when we, there's a shot, you know, of the car, and then, or before we get into the car, we see the drone, and then we see the little car driving, and then we get, we cut to inside the car, and he's, you know, so I had to write all of that out before, before actually filming it, because we have to always, you know, make sure we're being efficient when we're out in the field, and kind of, I'm almost treating it like a fiction film. You know, I'm already not staging, but I've have already pre-written like we're going to go here. And but definitely talking with Henry himself and getting his ideas because he had great ideas like the scene with the shed when we visit the mayor of War Road.
We
see his awesome car collection and all of these cool memorabilia photos on the wall. And I didn't even plan for that to happen. Henry just kept saying, let's stop by the shed when we were filming, like interviewing him in the car. And I was like, what's the shed? And then here, when we got there, was just like, oh, this is perfect. It's all this hockey stuff, memorabilia on the wall. And then I didn't even expect to interview that. And it just happened. And here the mayor was there when, during his first eye injury that took place in the high school tournament. So I was just like, wow, like that was a cool gem that just came out of nowhere. So definitely it's awesome when you're able to plan things, but then because it's life and, you know, reality, then other things end up unfolding. And then that makes the story even better because a lot of that unexpected stuff we get on camera too.
So that's kind of like Francis Ford Coppola. Hey, if it's raining, it's really raining. So let's shoot the scene. And if it's raining, you know, and go with it. And well, yeah, he's an uneven genius. And he's one of my favorites. I noticed too, that there was a autographed movie poster in the background of that shot from a really famous movie. I'm not sure it was a Scorsese movie. I can't remember right now, but I was like, oh, there's autographs all over this thing.
he has met, some awesome people, the mayor of War Road. I believe his name was Robert Marvin.
So we only got like a minute left. So your process is shot list, storyboard, and then shoot it, and then find out if there's gems that fit in from your stock footage. We got a minute left, but I first want to say I'm here with Leah Hale, the director, producer of the Electric Indian will be shown Tuesday at 8 p.m. on the 26th. And also, we got a minute left. I want to know what you're working on next.
So I between feature length projects, I do smaller projects. So right now I'm in pre-production on a episode, a part of a series called You Are Here. And my episode is an Indigenous inspired episode that will talk about what was here in the Twin Cities along the Mississippi River and kind of focusing on certain bodies of water too, to talk about what was here. And it reminds me of one of TPT's older shows called Lost Twin Cities, where that was more like contemporary buildings or old sports teams, but this is more like going even further in the past, like what was going on here like during the middle of the 17th, 18th century. And
Padote will be brought up, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. So that's kind of what I'm working on now. Then I'm in early development on my next feature, and I've kind of been inspired by this book, and I'm hoping to collaborate with an awesome mentor of mine, Sid Bean.
Yes.
He's a Dakota filmmaker as well, and he has this awesome story and wants to, and he was also featured, his story, his him and his dad's story.
Wow.
So I really want to collaborate with him and do a documentary, a feature documentary on Native Indian basketball being born out of hard times, which is boarding schools, but kind of putting that contemporary spin on it. So that's hopefully in the next year or two, you'll be hearing more about that.
Well, a big Pini Gigi, thank you so much for coming on, and keep up the great work. You're an inspiration to the community and all filmmakers out there. So thanks again.
Thank you. Pidami aye.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, March 16th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Life can be hard. Sometimes it feels like there's no answers, like there's no way out. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223 for no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223. 596-1223.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Good one, Wen. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome, beautiful wife, Wendy. You heard earlier on, talks about our sacred animals, which are sacred to everyone across Turtle Island. And I've learned so much over the years. And thank you so much, Wendy, as always, for coming on. Take it away.
Yes. Hey, everybody. My name is Hannah Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. And as I mentioned earlier, I'll just quickly just remind everyone to go to Howling for Wolves, click on events. They're having a wonderful event on Wednesday, April 17th at the Minnesota State Capitol. The purpose of the event is to ban wolf hunting for good. So check that out, register, and I'll see you at the Capitol on April 17th. I'm looking forward to it. I can't remember how many years I've been doing it. I don't know. It feels like 5 or 6, maybe.
Oh, with Howling for Wolves, probably longer than that. And then
you think so? Yeah.
Because they've been a sponsor. They were, I think, one of the first sponsors we had.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long they've been doing Wolf Day, though, but maybe you're right. Yeah, I just feels like I've been at the Capitol for a long time. So that's always a good thing to do. But we have some exciting news here. So every year, Humane Society Legislative Fund, they have what's called a Humane Scorecard. Robert, you remember me talking about this. And what this is every state, it looks at your Senate and your House representative, and it gives you their score their scorecard on humane legislation, how they actually voted. Mm-hmm. So you could go on, it's available to anybody, Humane Society Legislative Fund Humane Scorecard. It's the 2023, it's out now, and you could go on, and all you have to do is get on here and then put your state in, or you could see whoever else, you know, how everybody else scored too. But I just looked up the Senate. So in Minnesota, we have Amy Klobuchar and we have Tina Smith.
Right.
So I'm going to start with Tina Smith.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.